The Josie Show is originally aired live and recorded in front of a live internet audience.
This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Vacantino is singing that song.
Bag of Goodies Productions, Alan Firestorm Productions presents another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie, welcome live to the show, Hunter Kennedy, Miss USA, Julie Hayek, Veronica Anderson, and Landon Wall. I'm Alan Firestorm along with Tina Passantino, and now, because she still believes that unicorns are real, Josie Passantino.
Believe unicorns. Yes, I do believe unicorns exist, and nobody can tell me otherwise. I am very, very excited for the show tonight. I hope everyone is doing so, so well. We're going to have a fun Friday night here. We have a packed show. We really, really do. We have conversations coming up with Hunter Kennedy of Seven Story Fall, former Miss USA and first runner-up for Miss Universe, Julie Hayek. And from the TV show Kids Take Nashville, we bring you tonight Veronica Anderson and Landon Wall. So we'll get to chat with them and play some of their great music. And then later on in the show, we'll share our announcements, VIP members with you, et cetera, all of the usual. we have a lot of great things coming up that I am very, very excited about. So, yes. And remember, we have a 24/7 license. Country music radio station, Country Blast Radio. So I hope everybody checks it out after they listen to The Josie Show. We play the best mix of all that's country from signed and independent artists, and you can hear us and check out what is going on, including station contests. Yes, we do have station contests and a lot of really, really neat things. So you can check it out all at our website, www.countryblastradio.com. And since we are worldwide on Live 365, you can also hear us on Live 365 by searching Country Blast Radio, and that's live365.com. That's their website, so you can just go there as well and just search our, you know, our radio station, Country Blast Radio, and then we'll pop up, and you can make us your preset. So it's just a click of a button, and then you easily got our station up and running. And you could also download the free Live 365 app on your iPhone or Droid by, once again, searching Country Blast Radio and make it your preset. And then we pop up on your phone so you can we can go, come with you anywhere you go. And great music will follow. So I'm very, very excited about I'm very excited about this radio station, and I hope everybody checks it out. After the show, check it all out. See if you guys like it. And we are a licensed national chart reporting station. So I was very excited that we found out that we were national chart reporting. I thought that was the coolest thing. And so thank you all very much for all the congratulations still for that. So I really appreciate that. So now I really
Josie.
I should actually get started. Yes.
We're also a national ice cream eating station.
I think everybody is. I mean, come on. Who doesn't like a nice ice cream? I mean, seriously. Come on now. That is absolutely true. And also with Country Blast Radio, if you would like to advertise on Country Blast Radio or become a sponsor of The Josie Show, two for the price of one, please contact our executive producer, Tina, by emailing her at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com, or by phone at 331-442-5833. And, that's all you have to do. There isn't a better time to spend your advertisement dollars than on radio, and you can get worldwide attention to your businesses, and it's really great for online businesses or those with multiple locations, and it's just fabulous. So if that's something that you're into, please make sure that you email or call Tina. And once again, that's Tina at josieshow.com or by phone, 331-442-5833. And that's all you have to do. And I think I really wanted to just do a really quick announcement here. Well, it's actually not really an announcement. It's kind of actually a little bit of we just want to thank our syndications. We really, really love them for, you know, re-airing our shows during the week. We really, really appreciate it. So I really wanted to I want to do that right now. So a big special thank you to all of our syndications for re-airing the Josie Show during the week. And if you go to our syndications tab on our website, it's very, very easy. All you have to do is go to josieshow.com and then click on the little syndications tab, and you can find out all the details for re-airing if you want to check us out on those stations as well. And, you know, what times and all that good information. So you can check that out. And also we'll be doing a second broadcast of the Josie Show weekly now on Sundays at our station, Country Blast Radio, like I just mentioned, countryblastradio.com, at 9 a.m. Central Time Zone. And that is going to be on Sundays. 9 a.m. Central Time Zone, and that will be a second broadcast of the Josie Show weekly, and once again, countryblastradio.com. And I really wanted to also, I wanted to bring an added, also being added to the lineup on Sunday at 12 noon Central Time Zone on Sundays, we'll be doing the CD Text Show. Brought to you from Texas, so make sure you could tune in to that at countryblastradio.com for that great show as well. We're going to be re-airing a show. I mean, come on, that's going to be awesome. I can't wait till you hear the show, and that is the CD Text Show brought to you from Texas at countryblastradio.com. Check it out. And another thing that I wanted to mention that I know a lot of people already know, but I really wanted to mention it really, really quickly here while we have the time. I'm very honored to have been one of the featured women in the book Ariel Rising, as well as a contributing author. And this is the first time me being a contributing author, which I thought was just, it blew my mind. And I really, really did. I think it's the coolest thing ever. And you could pick it up. You could pick up the book at Barnes & Noble online, or Amazon.com, or you can email me at josie@josieshow.com if you would like an autographed copy package that includes that also includes my hardcover single and an autographed photo, and, of course, also this book, Ariel Rising. So, yeah, check it
Josie.
Out. It's the yes. Mm-hmm.
I heard a rumor that they're going to make a movie out of the book, and the part of you is going to be played by SpongeBob SquarePants.
Nice try, but no, I wish. No. That would be cool, though, if it was turned into a movie. That would be really cool. But it does have a theme song, and I talked about all of this. I did talk about this with Estiny Snowden, who's the author of the book, when she was on my special edition show, and you can check that out on my special editions on JosieShow.com. And we talked a little bit about that, and there is a theme song, and it is such an amazing, amazing song. I hope everybody checks it out, and I'll post it after the show on my Facebook and Twitter and all that, and, you know, maybe we could even put it on our website at some point. You never know. You know, we got to wait until it all releases to the public and all that. But, no, it is released, but I want to make sure it's all out there. But I really wanted to, you know, I'll post it on Facebook and Twitter so you guys can check it out. Easy peasy. And it is a great book, and I'm very, very honored to be a part of it. And we have something new, another announcement here. We have something very, very new that you could check. You probably, you know, seen it on Facebook. We announced it. It's on my Facebook page. And, you know, you could see the new Josie Show bulletin board. And it is so, so awesome. It's, oh, goodness, let's see, bulletin.josieshow.com. So that is the link for it if you want to go to it. And you could check it all out. And we're going to have, like, you know, exclusive kind of, you know, announcements there. And also, you know, our guests are going to be announced there. And let me see. Also, we'll have, like, you know, a monthly video of, like, you know, the video of the month. And we'll have, like, you know, at some point we'll have, like, a fan of the month maybe. And we'll do a lot of really cool things. So you can go there to check it out and join in on the fun. We would love to have you there. And next Friday on the Josie Show, my guests will be Kenny Charlotte, Andrew Shervak, Pete O'Brien, Jay Mather, and Morgan Riley. So that is going to be probably the most packed show that we have ever had in our life here on the Josie Show. So it is going to be so, so great. Once again, that is Kenny Charlotte, Andrew Shurek, Pete O'Brien, Jay Mather, and Morgan Riley. So, yes, I'm very, very excited about that. And that's next Friday. So make sure you note that on your calendar, everybody. It's going to be a very, very great show. I'm really, really looking forward to it. And I know all of you are going to have a lot of fun with that one because, like I said, it's going to be a packed show with a lot of music. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, I really want to put on my producer here who I believe she should start talking about the VIP members about now because, you know, we love our VIP members. So we got to give them a shout out. Tina, you there?
Oh, I am here. How are you this evening?
Fabulous, fabulous. How are you?
Oh, we are just doing wonderful here tonight. Let me go through our VIPs here. First, I want to tell you about all of the fabulous members we have and who has what going on this week here that I've found. But to make sure that you get all of the details, you can either go to the artist page on Facebook or you can go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and you can find all their clickable links that will take you to their site. Real easy, that way you can find out what's going on and where it's happening and when and all those good things. A couple of highlights that we have here for the week that I wanted to mention. Let me see here. First, on September 19th, Kenny Charlotte is going to be on the show. He's our newest VIP member, and he will bring with him producer Andrew Shurek, who you just had Josie tell you about. So that will be coming up 7 o'clock p.m. on September 19th. Let's see, Fraser Newcomb on October 18th and 19th. He will be featured at the Roy Payne Show, and he will also be with the Down East Trio, and that's in Nova Scotia. So go to the Josie Show Facebook page, and you'll get some details on that. Let's see here. We've had some of Will Sterling's music is playing at New USB Radio, so make sure that you check that out. There's a link and everything right on the Josie Show Facebook page for that. We have got a great song. It's called God's Christmas Light that Wayne Jacobs has created, and that is on the page as well for you to click away and listen. There's a lot of performance schedules for Vince Anthony, so just go to VinceAnthonyOnline.com or right on Josie's Facebook page. You'll see the link. You can just click that and find out if he is going to be in your state and city so you can catch one of his shows. We posted up a song, Nursing Home Prayer, by Larry Massey, on the page as well, so you can click that and hear his music along with the rest of his music, too. It'll take you right to the site. And then let's see here, Brad Howard is going to be performing. So it says, join Brad Howard and Sam Coakley, and if I'm saying that right, tonight at Bugsy's Hideout in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. They'll be starting at 7 p.m., so they are starting already. They'll be playing some country classic favorites along with some fantastic originals. And if you haven't seen it yet, it is on Josie's personal Facebook page. You'll find it on both of our sites, josieshow.com and on countryblastradio.com under the Facebook feed. But you'll also find it on our Facebook page, the Josie Show Facebook page. There is the link to see Lace Whitworth's new video for Tomboy. We watched it. It's absolutely fantastic, of course, just as what he always does is. So make sure you go ahead and catch that video. They worked really hard on it. Looks like they had a great time. And they certainly made it enjoyable for us. So those are the artists that look like they have some things going on extra this week that we had to share with you. But while you're on that page, please make sure that you also check out Tim Garman, Rick Seaman, Lisa Skinner, and Mark Wildman. You can listen to all their music and find out what they have going on as well. So we don't want to forget anybody. But to make it real easy, just go to josieshow.com. Click on the VIP membership tab, and bam, they'll all pop up. You'll get pictures. You'll get clickable links. You get all kinds of stuff. And as a matter of fact, if you are an artist or a songwriter or you do something else fabulous and you're interested in weekly promotion on social media and so as on radio, just go ahead and sign up right there as well. Just on that VIP page at josieshow.com. Take you 1 second to sign up and you benefit the rest an entire year. All right, that's my VIP messages for tonight. Are you there, Josie?
Absolutely. thank you very much. But I really wanted you to mention, if an artist or band would really like to be a VIP member, where can they go and how can they do it? Can you just give us, how they can do that?
All they need to do is go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and you will find a little area right up there at the top that pops up that says sign up. Bam! You put in a couple pieces of information, and you are there.
Good, good, good.
It's that easy. And you can join all the rest of everybody. Now, the one thing that I did want to mention is that we have got some music here. Let me take a quick peek here at what I've got. I've got some goodies. But we have got time for a couple of songs from agency artists that are coming on tonight, but some of them have sent an additional set on that I didn't think we were going to be able to fit in. But since 7 Story Falls has been not showing up quite yet, we're not sure what happened. I hope everybody's okay. We can go ahead and fit those songs in now so everybody gets to hear them. What do you think about that? Yeah?
I think that's a great idea. So how about we play how about we play some songs right now?
Yeah, I've got some good ones. So that way we can fit them all in. That's awesome. We didn't think we would have that opportunity. Let's see here. First, we would love to play Landon Wall and his song, Land Moon Pie. And he'll be on a little later tonight. We'll have a couple more songs from him. But let's go ahead and play this one now. I'm excited to get it on. Here we go.
My moon pie and a heart thing. Went to the sock off my sweetheart. Danced all night until we saw we dropped. Rubbed a lot of moon pie, gave it to her. She shared it with me, then a shimmin' it went. That's this treat, can't be beat. One big diamond and it will flood. You guessed it, my moon pie and a heart thing.
Yes, that was Landon Wall. He is fantastic. For being as young as he is just incredible. I really, really enjoyed that song, and I'm glad that they sent it to us so we were able to play it tonight. I'm glad we got around to being able to play all of it. Now, I really wanted to do something a little bit fun and a little bit differently because I switched recently. I wanted to talk a little bit about apps. That sounded a little funny. Let's talk about apps, okay, everybody? All right, so first off, I know, apps are very, very popular, obviously. Come on, I mean, if you have a cell phone, you have to have apps, and I have like a million of them. Okay, a million and two, let's be honest. And so I recently downloaded like probably just so many recent apps, and I'm really wanting suggestions. I've asked on Twitter and Facebook, plenty of times, and I'm getting so many amazing, amazing ones sent to me, and I wanted also tell you guys about some. So I have the Samsung Galaxy 5S, and I believe this app is actually on iPhone and iPhone, Samsung, of course, and just, you know, all over. So don't worry. Don't worry. And it looks like a call just popped up in our on our switchboard, so we'll check that out. But first I want to talk about this app called Zedge. And I know it sounds funny, but it's a great app for wallpapers and ringtones. And it's really, really neat because not only are these ringtones like, you know, your favorite song and all that, they are hilarious. There are some hilarious ringtones, like, you know, if your mom is calling, you could set it up, you know, to a specific, you know, ringtone for her contact when she calls. And it's like a really cool thing, like a Mama's calling. Like it's like a really neat, ringtone, and there's like a million of them, literally, and there are so many. And what's really neat about it is it's free wallpapers, free ringtones. You just have to download and then set. And it's a really, really neat app, and that is called Zedge, once again. And here, this is how you spell it, Zedge. And if you guys are interested, you guys should check out that app. I mean, I definitely recommend it. This isn't an advertisement or anything. This is just my preference. I really, really love that app. So, I mean, if you guys want to check it out, you should check it out. And then, let's see. What else do I have on my phone? I have Candy Crush, of course, because I'm addicted. Candy Crush Saga. I'm literally addicted to that. Let's see. What else do I have? I have Words with Friends. If any of you guys have these apps as well, please let me know, because they are like so much fun. I'm like just addicted to it. Let's see. I have Puzzle Craft, and I don't think anybody has heard of that one, but it's a really, really good one. I have Draw with Friends. So if you find me, draw with me. So those are pretty much my top ones that I have. I also have an app called Lucktastic. Those are pretty much, I have a lot, but I don't want to waste my whole time talking about them. Let's see here. We will do that in a minute, but, all right, I just got the 1 minute waved at me, so I don't know what's going on right now. It's a secret to me.
Hey, Josie,
as well.
Did you ever download that new app that lets you make phone calls from your phone?
That one is actually, surprisingly, it's free. And I didn't know that. So, it's a free app called Phone. And it was actually installed on my phone before I even got this phone. So, I mean, it's like one of those amazing apps that you don't have to, like, do anything. It's just, like, there. You know, it's like, bam-o. You know what I mean? Yes. Thank you, Alan. Do you have that app as well, Alan? Do you have that app? He does. He probably does. He's not answering me now. But yeah,
I don't know. My phone came with so many apps, I just can't go through them all.
That's true. So many. And I'm like, you know, I'm very into like Twitter and Facebook, so I like, you know, downloaded Twitter and Facebook apps and Tweetcaster. What else do I have? I have Skype. And I use that to, like, contact my family and friends and stuff, like, from my phone. It's really, really cool. You could do that. So, yes, Skype on phone.
I have an app that takes any picture and turns it into Paul Reiser from the show Mad About You.
Oh, my God. It's really, really neat technology. It always surprises me. So, yes, and I believe my guest is here. My next guest is here. So how about we put on the show? I'm very, very excited. We have a treat. We have a very, we are very excited because we have former Miss USA and first runner-up for Miss Universe here. And I'm very excited to talk to her about all of that. So please, without any further ado, let's bring on this amazing lady. So here we go. Let's put her on, Julie Hayek. Woohoo!
Hi, Josie.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, I like that. You have applause and everything. Thank you. But first, Josie, but I have to say, it's such an honor for me to be on your show because I'm so proud of you for accomplishing so much and following your dreams and inspiring so many people.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You deserved applause.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm very excited to chat with you because you have done a lot of things. I don't know why that. What? Alan. Alan likes playing with me. Yeah, he's like a big brother. So, yeah, you can just imagine. that is so sweet. Thank you so much. But I'm very excited to talk to you. So I really want to start kind of at the beginning. Can you share with us how you became interested in pageants? When did that all start for you?
Oh, my gosh. I was going to school at UCLA, and I was studying biology, chemistry, and physics. And I was doing a little bit of modeling, but I originally wanted to become a dentist. And I thought, uh-oh, dental school is going to be expensive. So I heard about the Miss California pageant. And I heard that the winner receives a certain amount in cash prizes and a car. I needed a car, and I needed that money to go to dental school. So I just entered because it was a business decision. And I was lucky, and I won, and I kept on winning. So,
And you just kept going after that.
I just kept going.
That's awesome. That is so cool. Yeah, that's very neat. And, you know, I know there's probably a lot more about, you know, behind pageants than we see on television sometimes or, you know, even if we go, there's some, you know, there's always something, you know, backstage that we don't really specifically see. What have you, you know, gained from participating, you know? What you know, happens behind the scenes, would you say?
Well, you know, you always hear about all the little funny antics and stuff. But once you reach the state level, the girls are really nice. And especially at the Miss USA pageant, you actually have a friend from each state. And these are women who have worked really hard to improve themselves and to, you know, develop themselves, you know, through the scholarship money. And this is what they've done to get out and to improve their careers. So all these women have a lot of goals and accomplishments. So it's really exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I wanted
so
to bring up because when you hear about it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Olympics for women.
Yeah, absolutely. I just thought it was very important to bring that up because, you know, you hear a lot of, you know, on TV they put, you know, on TV shows and stuff, they have it like, you know, catfights and all that, but I wanted people to actually know the truth behind it. And so I think that's really neat that everyone is so supportive of each other and you kind of make like a family, a little family bond. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's really up to the judges. You know, so it's you know, you're actually, it's better just to make friends with the girls, and it's up to the judges. They're going to pick whoever they want to pick, and if it happens to be your night, it's your night. And if not, at least you've made 50 other friends. So, and you never know who's going to win that night anyways. So it just happens to be if it's your night and you happen to be on that night and it's your year.
There's probably a lot of like different judges, so you never know what they're really like, you know, looking for, and they all have different, you know, kind of perspectives and stuff, so you never know what they're looking for, so it's anybody's, you know.
Yeah.
Anybody can really win it. Yeah.
And you know what was interesting is for the Miss Universe my year was supposed to be in Panama, and at the last moment I guess we were having some problems with the Panamanian government. So I ended up hosting it in Knoxville, or no, not Knoxville, in St. Louis, Missouri. So then the whole dynamics change. And, you know, sometimes it's more difficult to win in your own home country, or maybe the girl that won before you was a lot like you. So you just never know. And you just go there, you just try your best, you have fun, and it's just a really great growing experience, and if you win, great. And hopefully you win.
Yeah.
It was a really good experience, yeah.
I bet. I have to know, you know, what it's like, that moment when you hear your name called and you realize that you've, like, you've won, you know, you've become Miss USA. What is going through your head?
Oh, Josie, it is so surreal. it just, all of a sudden you feel like you're in a dream world. And you rehearse the show so many times because it's a live show that you're thinking, oh, my gosh, I hope this isn't a rehearsal. I hope this is actually happening.
Yeah.
I did win. And they're not going to say, okay, let's start again. But it's very exciting. Yeah, really, really exciting. And you know, I'm lucky and fortunate. And I'm just glad that, you know, I had that wonderful experience.
Yeah, and what an experience it is as well. And, you know, after your year's work with being, you know, Miss USA, you finished up in your degree in biology, which I thought was incredible. And you've done amazing things along the way in your career. But you never really walked away from modeling. You still model today, right?
I do, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's nice, though, because I like to stay fit and I like to work out. And friends have recently asked me to model for them, so I've kept up the modeling career, redid some pictures, and right now I'm working on a health and fitness book because since I have modeled for such a long time, I've tried every diet, and I've done every workout regime, and I know what works for me. So I just want to share my secrets with other women to help inspire them to stay fit and healthy. Because it's never too late. You just have to be disciplined.
Exactly, exactly. And I think it's such a great, I think it's such a great book. And I think you know, because you never know what'll work for you. Because you know, everyone has had that moment where they're like, oh, I gotta, you know, I gotta lose some weight or I gotta do this. And you know, it could be difficult. But I think it's a really, really neat thing that you put out that book to share what worked for you, and maybe other people can try it, you know, and see if it works for them.
Right. If you can just learn one or two things and adopt those little, you know, secrets into your regime, it really helps. You know, just like what snacks to eat. And because I always thought that I had to work out 2 hours a day, every single day. And it's not necessarily working out really hard. It's picking and choosing. And I'm just picking and choosing your food and just keeping everything in balance. And throughout the years, I found that certain things worked and certain things didn't. And I just want to share that with other women and to, you know, help empower them and inspire them.
Oh, absolutely. What great motivation to, but you know, with reading this book. And where can people go and purchase this book and check it all out?
Yeah, it's not out yet. I'm just finishing it now. So.
Oh, awesome.
I will let you know once it does come out. Yeah, but I'm just getting towards the end of it. It's been really exciting working on it. And, you know, I'm a girl's girl. I really like to be around other successful, intelligent, beautiful women. And I think that it's better to learn from other people. So if you have knowledge of certain things, it's important to share that. So I just want to share the things I've learned, and hopefully it'll help them. And if it doesn't, then okay.
then don't try it. But it's definitely the coolest thing, though, to put out something like that. And I'm very excited about it. And when it comes out, you have to let us know so we can tell everybody about it. And I definitely want to support it and get it.
Yeah, thanks. And then I just tweet once a week a beauty secret. So, you know, if you want, you can always follow me on Twitter at Real Julie Hayek. And I also tweet about something I'm very passionate about. I volunteer at the ASPCA. And so I love to tweet about the various rescue cats and dogs they have there and just the importance of volunteering and spending time with these rescue animals that, you know, they really need our love. And they give us so much unconditional love.
Oh, they do. They really, really do.
Yeah, and it just, you feel so good after you've been spending time with them. And also just to create awareness that if given a choice, try to adopt instead of buying an animal. Because these animals, they really need your love. And they need a forever home. And they'll appreciate it so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely they do. And I thought this was really, really neat that, you know, and, you know, I have a huge, huge passion for animals, of course, like you do. And just seeing those commercials, you know, those commercials where they show you, you know, the dogs in the cages or stuff like that, I die inside every time when I see that. And I just hope everybody adopt. You know what I mean? That's the most important thing. You know what I mean?
And I have friends that have adopted, and they say they make the best pets ever because they're just so appreciative.
Absolutely.
So get out there and adopt.
Get out there and adopt. And once again, please make sure you check out Julie Hake's Twitter, and you can see what's going on. I love it. I love it. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I also wanted to mention another thing here. You became the New York correspondent for In Style Country, which is so, so exciting. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, Josie, I'm very excited about this. It's the crossroads where country and fashion meet, and I'll be interviewing country artists and designers in New York. And it's a sophisticated look into the lives of country music stars and their fashion. And you'll be able to see a lot of your favorite country music stars on the red carpet and backstage and at concerts and on their tour buses. And it's just such a wonderful show. And it's debuting next month. So tune in. Woo. It's at www.instylecountry.com.
I love that because I am a huge country fan, and I always look at their style, and I'm like, oh, I wonder where they get that. I wonder where they get, you know, the shirt or the boots and stuff. And so I'm excited to finally be able to check that out. I love that.
It's great.
It is, because I'm really into fashion, you know, finding out new things and trying new things. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited about checking that out.
Really cool. Seeing all the eclectic taste and all the creativity. It's great.
That is great. And I know that you gave away your Twitter page, but is there any other websites or social networking sites that you can give everybody to chat with you and keep up with you?
I guess you could go to my website. I need to redo it, but it's just my name, Julie Hayek. But I think the best thing is Real Julie Hayek, the Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will be redoing my website. So they can always send me a message at my website.
Perfect.
And I'm on Facebook.
Julie Hayek. Yes, and Facebook. You got to love Facebook and Twitter.
Yes.
The best. Yes. Yes. And are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about as of right now? What are you working on?
You know what? I've been really busy still just with just the book and this interviewing, you know, for In Style Country and the volunteering. Keeps me completely busy. Yeah,
I like it. You
and the
really keep busy.
Absolutely.
Can't forget that.
Right. Yeah. Just smiling for Regina
really
Travis. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really cool. Wow. Yeah, you're constantly moving and keeping busy. I like that. You got to do that.
I am. And when are you going to come up to New York? Are you going
to
make way to
come up
to
New York?
Oh, gosh,
would I love to. Oh,
okay, well, you have to look
me
up.
Nothing planned yet. Yes, definitely. When I'm there, we will definitely let you know, and I would love to meet you. That would be great.
I would, too. I would love to meet
you, Jessie. Awesome. Let's do that. I'll definitely tell you when
you're such
the
a powerhouse. I can't wait to meet you.
Oh, thank you. You, too. I mean, come on now.
You'll probably have your own talk show. By the time I meet you, probably next year, and it'll be like, move over, Oprah. Josie's in the house.
I seen that email, and I was like, I think I have to save it because I was so motivated and inspired when you were all the nice words that you said. I really appreciated it.
Mm-hmm. But you're such an inspiration.
So,
keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. And you too.
Oh, thanks. Did you know you really have such a gift? And I think we all do, but you've taken the time to really develop it and to share it with others.
Yeah.
And that's
it
so
takes
important.
Time, though, you know?
Oh,
it
yeah.
It is. It's
yeah.
fun. It's fun, but it takes time, you know. Yes. Like anything, it needs practice.
But you're doing great. You are amazing. And you should put out a book, Secrets of Your Success.
you never know what the future holds. I would love that.
Yeah, but that's what life's about. You know, it's exploring, experiencing, and sharing it. And you're on your way. You're doing it.
Thanks. Thank you. That's what I love to do.
You're welcome.
And, you know, I wanted to also wanted to mention another thing here. We got this question a lot from our audience when they noticed that you were coming on the show. Because, you know, mm-hmm. there's shows out there like, Toddlers and Tiaras and stuff like that with children that are involved. I know you get this message a lot, and I know it's completely different from what you do, but what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah.
Do you think that it should be for the children, or what do you think? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's actually for the mothers, and I don't care for that, but if a child wants to do it, I think they should be working on their schoolwork, and mm-hmm. You know, they can do that much later. And focusing, because, you know, the pageant I was in, it was about it's the inner beauty too. It's not. I think when you're a young toddler, it's cute, but a pageant now is about today's woman and representing, you know, young womanhood everywhere. So. I think those toddlers things are for the parents. And I think it's putting too much pressure on the kids.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Because they show so many crazy things behind the scenes and that they give it a really bad name. I don't think it should. It just, you know, as they get older, they should get into it, you know?
Right. It's just a different focus, you know.
It's really different.
Completely different things, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and I wanted to mention that because we were getting a lot of messages, but I wanted your opinion on it because I'm on the same boat as you are. I think that it's you know, for the parents, and I think, you know, the adults should do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think it's sending the wrong message to the children. You know, wearing makeup too early and focusing on the outer beauty when it's really, it's the inner beauty.
Exactly.
And they should be, you know, working on doing sports and working on their schoolwork and spending time with their friends instead of, being a kid, right. And
that's what it needs. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I've seen that show maybe a couple times, and I was like, this is a little different.
but hey,
I mean, I'm no one to judge, but hey, it's different. Yeah.
I mean, these 6 years old looking like they're 18-year-olds, it's like, whoa.
I know, it's so I know. Some of them I'm like, wow, I don't even look like that.
I know, exactly. I get a little
jealous. Yeah. It's like, hey. No, I hear you. And another fun question here for you. Is there one person that you've met that has just made the biggest impression on you in your career so far? Someone that just gave you the best advice or someone that really pushed you along and helped you through?
It's probably my mom.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, my mom, she always emphasized the importance of education and of really working hard and saying that, you know, anything in life is attainable as long as you work really, really hard for it. But anyone I've worked with, I worked with Bob Hope. He was amazing. Johnny Carson. But this is like back in the day. And they were just so down to earth. And caring and just very real. And I realized at that point, the really talented people, they don't have the big egos. They just are very real.
Right.
And they want to help other people.
Absolutely. Wow. How a cool experience to have and memory to have. And they seem like they're really down-to-earth people. So I bet it was a lot of fun.
Gotta love. I also worked with Brett Calhoun. She was fun.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I bet. Yeah. Wow. That is very, very neat. Great memories and great, because I think meeting new people is like, you know, the best thing. You know what I mean? Just getting to make new friends.
Yeah. You know, it's just good to try to learn something, you know, in each situation. And if you can learn something from working with them. You know, and Raquel was amazing. She was so professional, and she knew her stuff. Oh, she was also directing. We were working on a movie of the week together, and she was not only starring in it, but she was directing it, and she was amazing. She just had such an eye for detail. and just a real perfectionist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What a cool thing, though, that you're able to, like, view that and you could learn from it and just see how it all goes.
And I didn't
get fired. The person, like, sitting in the corner. That is hilarious. I would be like the person sitting in the corner just watching it all, like, ooh, what's going to happen next? Like, I'd be like studying.
Yeah.
That is really, really cool. Very, very cool. And let's see here, because I know we are running out of time here, but I wanted to, ask if you were thinking of doing any more pageants, or is that door shut for you? Are you really working on other things,
so.
Or would you really like to? Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, but down the road.
I don't know. You know what? I might. Someone asked me to possibly be a coach. Or to help girls that are going through the pageants. So I'm considering that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
So
that would
we'll
be
see.
A lot of fun. Yeah,
yeah,
we'll see. But I think that would be a lot of fun. That is really, really cool. It is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just nice meeting the girls and they're really quality girls. So, and if they're not, we get rid of them.
Yeah, you gotta have the nice ones.
You go, I'm not talking to you. Bye bye.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. And I had so much fun chatting with you. And I definitely want to meet you sometime. So next time I'm in New York, like we said, we definitely gotta meet up. That'd be great.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
I look forward to
thanks.
It too. And we'll chat with you soon. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Josie. You're a sweetheart.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Julie,
bye.
Good luck, everybody. Bye. Julie, hi. Fantastic. Oh, I love chatting with her. She is so much fun to chat with, and she is so great. She does so many amazing, amazing things. And not only does she do these amazing things, but she also inspires other people, which I think is the most important part. She tries to motivate and help others. And, I mean, that's all you could ask for. I mean, that's it. That's what you need. And I can't wait for her book to be released. And remember, it's a health and fitness book. And I'm definitely going to check it out because, I mean, you always need that motivation and, you know, inspiring tips that can help you along. And I definitely am excited about it. That's going to be so exciting. And I hope everybody follows her on Twitter and Facebook and checks out everything on Julie Hayek, everybody. Woohoo! I hope everybody checks it out. All right. Now, let's see here. I really also wanted to bring my producer back on here to talk a little bit about, I think we mentioned this already, but about the next Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast, because I know I've been getting a lot of emails, a lot of messages asking, you know, when we usually do those shows. And it's not hard. We do it, and when do we do it, and when's the next one? Just so everybody knows the deets on that, Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast.
Oh, right. You know, I'm glad that you mentioned this, actually, because we've been getting all kinds of questions, and now maybe we've got a couple minutes here where we can get everybody the information that they need. Let me take a quick look here. For the month of September, our Countdown Blast on Country Blast Radio is going to be on Thursday, September 25th. It starts at 7 o'clock p.m. It's generally right around an hour. Sometimes it's a little longer if Josie and I got the blab going on. But otherwise, it's usually about an hour show. And what we do is we count down the top 20 songs on our station by performance, request, et cetera. This is not a voting thing or anything
Tina,
like that. Yes.
I was going to wait until you were all done to say this, but then you'd have to repeat everything. Your mic is all muffled.
Why does it keep muffling? Hold on, let me try something else.
What is this like? First day with your new tongue?
I don't know what the problem is. Who knows? Can you hear me at all now? Is it any better?
Now we hear you. Just don't press any more buttons.
Okay, I'll stop touching buttons. So let me just go ahead and say the Country Best Radio Countdown Blast, like I said, is September 25th, starts at 7 p.m. It's approximately an hour. This countdown counts down the top 20 songs on our station according to the song performance,
as well as, can you hear me? I'm getting all kinds of signals. Okay. Song performance, as well as, you know, requests and things like that. I've been asked several times about where people can vote and, you know, do you have to pay to have your song played and all that kind of stuff. The answer to all that is no. There's no voting. You send your song into the station. We take a listen to it. We consider it for airplay. If it sounds fabulous and we think it's what our audience will like, it hits the air. That's what happens, and it goes into rotation. And depending upon how well it does will depend on whether or not it makes it to the national charts, from our station anyway, and whether or not it makes it to the countdown. So that's just kind of how it goes. I know there's a lot of people out there that do pay to play, that vote to get your song played, and all that stuff really is, you know, about popularity and, you know, who has the most money to pay for it and whatever the case may be. We don't do any of that stuff. We are a licensed radio station. We are a national chart reporting radio station. Yes, we do it online, but we do that because we have got a worldwide audience and we wouldn't want to go to a, you know, smaller AM or FM station and cut off all of you. That would be no fun. So that's why we do it the way that we do it. And anytime an artist, and let me just say this, anytime artists that you want to send your music in to us or to any radio station, whether it be online or not, please make sure that the radio station you're sending your music to is licensed. They're following the correct rules. You know, whether or not they're national chart reporting, that's up to you if that's something that you want to look for. However, definitely, you know, make sure that you're sending your stuff to a licensed station so you can make sure things are done correctly and fairly for you and for your music. All right, if you want to send your music in to us, you can go to countryblastradio.com, and there's a contact submit tab. You can send your file that way. If it's too large or you're having issues, you can always email it directly to me, Tina, @josieshow.com. That's T-I-N-A @josieshow.com. That will work too. We add music up every single week, generally on Wednesdays. All right. Now, I'm going to give this back to Josie because I think our next guest might be here on the switchboard, and I'm going to head in that direction. All right. That's you, Joe.
Back to you, Joe. All right. Thank you very much for letting us know all the details and all of that, because, like I said, I have been getting a lot of emails about it, wondering, you know, how we do it. Do they have to pay and all that? And I wanted to let you guys know so you guys don't get confused about it. And, you know, while we're getting our next guest screened here, I just wanted to mention we are going to play some songs here for my next guest. So the one that we played isn't the only one. So please stay tuned. We got a lot more songs for your ears that I'm very excited about. We still have our guests Landon Wall and Veronica Anderson coming up, and they are fantastic. They're young and they just have so much talent doing different things, and I'm very excited to chat with them all about it and all about what they love to do and what they're doing. So I'm very, very excited about that. All right, so now I am very, very excited because my next guest is here. So everyone, please welcome a very young performer who already has a couple songs out and is on the reality show Kids Take Nashville. Everyone, help me welcome Veronica Anderson. Veronica.
Hi.
Hi, Veronica. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm glad. I'm very excited to have you on the show.
Thank you.
It'll be a lot of fun. You're welcome. You're welcome. So first, can you start off by telling my listeners, how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
Wow, you are 10 years old, and you do a lot. You do.
Yes, I do.
That is. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And you sing and play instruments. What instruments do you play?
I play piano and drum lessons.
Wow. Did you take lessons for that, or did you self-teach yourself? How did you learn?
I take lessons for both of them because I can't teach myself. I've been taking
piano
for 5 years.
Oh, wow. Wow. And when did you, like, how did you want to start playing the piano? Were you just like, that looks like fun? What was that for you?
Yes, I think it looked very fun to me. I started out at violin, but it just wasn't my thing. So I thought of a different instrument, and I thought piano. So it looked like fun, and I started it, and I just kept on going from there.
Yes, you do. And whose music do you like to listen to the most? Who are you a fan of?
I love listening from Katy Perry to Taylor Swift to Patsy Cline.
Oh, wow, you have a lot. Wow, those are my favorites, too. Those are my favorites. Yes, yes. And I know that you're on a reality show called Kids Take Nashville. Can you tell us what that is about? Tell us about it.
Kids Take Nashville is about 15 kids, and we get to sing and dance and have a lot of fun, and we get to record songs, and we just have a lot of fun in the whole thing.
It sounds like
a lot of fun.
New people. Yeah, which is like the best part about it. You get to meet new friends and
do what you love.
The best
part about it is getting to record all the songs and meeting new people.
That's true. That's true. And I know you also did some vocal work in It's a Merry Christmas When Pigs Fly, and I bet that was a lot of fun. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I went into the studio and I recorded some of the lines, and I played Patty Cake, a little pig, instead of one of the reindeer, because reindeer is like every Christmas, but they're reimagining Christmas this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that is very, very cool. And can you tell us a little bit about going in the recording studio to record your last song? What was that like?
Yes, my last song was called The Big Step to Take. We recorded it 2 times, and then we were done because I did really well. And I had so much fun doing
wow.
it that it went by just like that.
Very cool. So you got in there, you did your thing, and then you're done. You got it. That's awesome.
Yes.
That is very, very cool. Yeah, and I believe we have that song with us. So how about we play that song right now? Is that cool? Is that good?
That's fine with me.
I'm excited. Sounds great. Let's play it. Here is A Big Step to Take by Veronica Anderson, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Fall along the way.
By Veronica Anderson, and such a great song. Very beautiful voice. I loved it.
Thank you.
So great. You're welcome. You're welcome. And let's see here. Is there a great place to buy your music? Where are the best places to get your music?
You can go to cdbaby.com, or you can go to Reverb Nation.
Perfect. Very, very easy. So, everyone, please make sure you check out Veronica Anderson on, like she said, CD Baby and Reverb Nation, and buy and support the music. Check it all out. And I know, do you want to give, you know, any special links, you know, like Facebook and all that? Do you know your Facebook link?
Well, as I said already, I'm on Reverb Nation, and my Facebook name is Veronica Anderson Musician.
Oh, good.
So you can
okay.
get on there and look at my stuff and have fun looking at my stuff.
Perfect.
And like my
awesome.
Page, please.
Oh, yes. Like. Make sure you like. That's the most important part. Like her page. Check it all out, everybody. And are you currently working on any new things you could tell us about? Any new projects to come?
I've been working on the Teddy Bear Festival at the end of September and Oktoberfest in Moody, Alabama.
Ooh, awesome, awesome. Do you get nervous at all when you're about to, like, perform live and all that, or are you just very comfortable?
I've performed so much that it's I just go up there and do my stuff and have fun.
Yes, that's all you got to do. That is awesome. And I know that you are nominated for the Young Gun Horizon of the Year Award this year. Are you excited about that?
Yes, I am. When my mom told me, I was like, really? I can't believe this.
I bet. I hope you threw a party. You got to throw a party for that one. That's awesome. Very, very cool. And if we go to your Facebook page, we could probably see the links to vote for you, right?
Yes. You can vote for me at claescountry.com.
Perfect. Easy, easy. Veronica
and
Anderson.
And you can hear my music there.
Oh, good. Perfect. We could check out the music as well. Awesome, awesome. And also, we have another song of yours here called Hero, and I would really love to play this song, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's play.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back with you. Here we go. Here is Hero by Veronica Anderson. Check it out.
They're not friends. They're just who can ever love like you? Oh,
Yes, yes, and that was Hero by Veronica Anderson, and we're back with her right now. So do you write your own songs, or how does that work?
Well, I didn't hear.
Oh, do you write your own songs?
I didn't hear you. What?
Oh, let's see. Oh, okay. Do you write your own songs? Do you songwrite?
I've been writing one song, and me and my mom are working on it.
Ooh, very, very nice. And I like that you're very I like that you work with your mom as well, because I do that too sometimes. I work with my mom as well. It's really neat to have a supporter behind you, you know? It's good. Yes, yes. And is there one thing that you have done so far that you really liked and would like to do it again? What's been kind of a highlight for you?
The best thing I've done so far is recording in the studio. I can go in there and get on the microphone, put the headphones on, and just let loose.
Yes, and
have
what was
fun.
The first? Yeah, it is a lot of fun. What was your first time in the recording studio like? Were you just like, wow, this is awesome?
I was nervous and I was excited and I was like, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I've gotten this far. I had many different feelings about that. I was surprised.
Yeah,
and it
was
so much fun.
Oh, I know, I know. It is a lot of fun. And, you know, if you could sing any song in the world that you like, which song would you sing? What's your favorite song right now?
The recent song by Maddie and Tay called Girl in a Country Song. That is one that me and my mom listen to all the time, and I just love singing to it.
Oh, me too. I love that song. Oh, it is the best. That is awesome. That is awesome. You should try singing it one time. You know, you should do like a cover.
The music video on YouTube is hilarious for the girl
in
the country song.
It is. I agree. Everyone should check that out if they haven't and see what we're talking about. It is great. It is really funny. It really is great. And also, other than singing and performing, is there anything else that you like to do? Is there any hobbies that you're into?
I like to take voice lessons, piano lessons, drum lessons. And I like to do a lot of stuff at home, too, like reading and playing with my dogs, having friends over, taking care of my other pets, my chickens.
Oh, how cool. You have chickens? I want chickens.
Yes, I do.
That is awesome. That is very,
very
cool.
Their names are Eleanor and Governor.
Aw, how cute. Those are really cute names, too. Very original. I like it. Awesome.
My mama named the Governor, and I picked out Eleanor.
Great. Wow, that's awesome. Very, very nice names. And I wish I had some chickens. That's awesome. I'm a little jealous. That is really, really cool. And what are some things that you, you know, if there was a, you know, someone in the world that you would like to perform with, who would you like to perform with? What singer
My
would
mom.
You really like? Oh, you would like to sing with your mom? That would be cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you should do that. That would be awesome. Is your mom a singer too? Does she sing around the house?
She's not
sometimes?
A singer, but if she decides to, she can sing really good.
Oh, that would be awesome. There needs to be a duet between you two. Tell your mama said that. Yeah. That is so cool. Very, very neat. And also, if there was anywhere in the world that you could travel to, where would you like to travel to perform?
Paris, France.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome. Well, you know what? I see a very bright future for you, so I think you'll be going to you'll definitely be going to Paris. Very soon.
If I do go to Paris, I can perform in Paris.
Yes.
At the top of the Eiffel Tower.
That would be awesome. Yeah, and you would have to definitely take a lot of pictures and videos because I would love to see that. That would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Yes, yes. And we are running out of time here, but I just wanted to thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me tonight. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun talking with you, and I had a lot of fun.
Thank you
so
I'm glad.
Much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm
Thank
glad you had
Josie.
Fun. Oh, thank you. Anytime. And we'll chat with you again real soon, okay?
Okay.
Awesome, awesome. Veronica Anderson, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Veronica Anderson, everybody. She's awesome. Very talented. Very, very talented girl. And when she said 10 years old, am I the only one that went like, oh, like what? Because so much talent. So much talent from just a 10-year-old. And I just loved her songs. I'm so glad I got to play Hero and A Big Step to Take. Her voice is just so beautiful. So everyone, please make sure you check
you know
her
what
out.
Impressed me, Josie?
Mm-hmm.
Impressed by her because you're 20 years old and you haven't even mastered the cowbell yet.
That is true. That is true. I was very impressed, too. She plays a lot of really awesome instruments, and it's not easy. It's not easy to learn the instruments. I mean, I played the baritone and tuba and stuff, but, you know, it took a long time, and it's very difficult, and she's able to play three instruments, like, you know, and probably even more, you know, I'm wowed. I'm very, very impressed with her, and she's on a great reality show called Kids Take Nashville. So she's doing a lot of great things in this world, and I know that she has a very bright future. Like I said, like I told her, she's gonna just succeed in everything. I know she's very great and very, very cute, very sweet, very sweet. And let's see here. I wanted to once again mention some upcoming guests that are coming on our show. We have been booking like crazy over here. We really, really have been booking full lately. We're booked all the way to, oh, goodness, what is it? I'm talking to my producer here. November, wow. I just got word that we are booked all the way up to November. And we're still booking. We're still going. We really are. And next Friday, like I said, it's going to be our patch show. Kenny Charlotte, Andrew Turback, Pete O'Brien, Jay Masser, and Morgan Riley. So remember, mark that on your calendar. But also you can go to josieshow.com, and we usually post all of our upcoming guests on there for easy access. And also we're always looking for some new talent to put on our show. So if you have any suggestions, or if you would like a band or an artist on our show, or if you're an artist or band that want to come on the show, just contact us. All you have to do is contact Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com, or you can contact me, josie@josieshow.com. And, you know, we'll make sure that we check everything out, and, you know, that would be really great. So please let us know if you or someone else would like to be on our show and tell us what you do. We always are looking for new artists on the show, so we definitely would love to do that. I've been searching. I have like a really kind of huge addiction, I have to say, to going on YouTube. I don't know if anybody else does this, but I have a huge addiction about going on YouTube and checking out, like, you know, artists that you know, do covers and stuff on there of artists, and it's like so crazy how talented people are, yet they don't, you know, you don't see them on, you know, award shows or in the spotlight or anything like that, but they're such great singers where you're like, where have you been? You're like, you should be on TV. You should have your songs on the radio, because it's just really cool to check out new talent of all ages. And it's really cool. So if you guys all have time, you should go on YouTube and check out, you know, covers and of artists out there. It's a lot of fun for me to do. I do it on my free time, and it's great. I love doing that. And let's see here. What other news did I want to talk about? I have a lot of really, really cool things that are going on. I'm actually starting to record my next single, Practice Boyfriend, that I'm very, very excited about. And also I have plans to, actually do a duet with someone. So I'll tell you more info on that. Let's here. What else? You guys can check out my music right now that I have. Well, my song, my single, my debut single that I, you know, released when I was like 16-ish. I'm 19 now. But when I was 16, I released a single called Teenage Girl, which is very, very close to my heart. And you guys can check it out on Reverb Nation, reverbnation.com/JosiePasentino2. And I don't know why there's a 2 at the end of it. It just did that for me. I don't know why. But you can check that out, reverbnation.com/JosiePasentino2. And that is Josie, J-O-S-I-E, and Pasentino is a very hard one to spell. I know that. And that is P-A-S-S-A-N-T-I-N-O. So just Pasentino2 on reverbnation.com. And, yeah, you can check all that out. I'm very excited about that. And I told you guys all about Ariel Rising, which is a great book that I am included in with, like, 50 other amazing women. So I will make sure that I give out all of the, you know, information on that on my Facebook and Twitter page, just in case if you missed the beginning of our show, because I know people are coming in, you know, later on our show, so I want to make sure that I get all of this out as well. And you can find us. You know, all of our links, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSO. And my personal page, which I'm almost at 5,000, so I'm going to have to do another page or something. I don't really know what I'm going to do when I reach 5,000. But you can check out my personal page and add me at facebook.com/JosiePasentino1995. And also on Twitter, you can find us at twitter.com/JosieShow and twitter.com/JosiePasentino. That is my personal page that I like to tweet and have fun on. And let's see here. What else do we have? We have so many different websites, et cetera, et cetera. So you could just go to our website, josieshow.com. And we have the links on the top of all of our Josie Show you know, sites that we're on, and if you just type us in Google as well, just Josie Pasentino or Josie Show, I pop up, my show pops up, we're like usually the first one that pop up, so very easy, very, very easy to do. And I also wanted to tell you we're going to be bringing back a segment that we really, really liked doing in the past that really, really got a lot of views, you know, because it's a really fun one. It's funny. We always have some really hilarious comments with it. I really want to start bringing back our eBay segment. And what that was we would, like, check out the craziest eBay items and just tell you all about it. And it's really cool. We had, like, a top 10 craziest eBay items. And we're going to definitely bring that back. So I'm going to be searching on eBay pretty soon and seeing what kind of crazy things there are. I mean, we've heard of ones like vampire teeth selling for like $1,000 or something, like such crazy things, because everybody sells everything on eBay and it doesn't matter what it is. Literally, it doesn't matter what it is. There's even like a toast with Jesus' face on it that sold. Oh, goodness, what other things that were kind of interesting. Ooh, Alan, I know this is your area of expertise because I know that you check out eBay a lot and find some interesting things and deals. So I know that this is your area of expertise right here. Let's see, what other crazy things there are there? I know there was like real human teeth that were it's just crazy things. I don't even know. Like, it's just the weirdest thing. So check that out on eBay. Yeah. It's crazy. And remember, we still have another guest coming up on the Josie Show,
Josie.
Landon Wall. Yes, Alan.
Yeah, not long ago, somebody was selling on eBay Kelly Clarkson's DNA, which was really just a bottle of water they said she drank out of.
Okay, that's a little creepy. If I was Kelly Clarkson, I would be like, I don't know. Well, how much did he go for? My mom said, so apparently she's interested.
Yeah, but it sold for $250.
Wow, for water. That's a little suspect.
And the best part was it was water for stupid people. It was Evian, and Evian spelled backwards is naive.
Yeah, I would say. Oh, wow, that's crazy. That is crazy. I'm telling you, people could sell anything. And what's really scary is people could sell things that aren't legit. You know what I mean? Like, they could seriously sell, like, just water and be like, hey, this is da-da-da-da. I mean, it's really stupid.
My favorite thing that we found for sale on eBay, and this was in one of our segments way back, was when somebody was selling instructions on how to buy and sell on eBay.
Yeah, I remember that. I do remember that because, you know, if we're going to buy that on eBay, we need to learn how to buy it. But if we can't buy it, then how do we buy the – oh, my goodness. I don't even know. It's so confusing.
Oh, it was free shipping.
It was free shipping. I bet. I bet. I really, really bet. Now, how much do you think that went for? I think it was, like, a lot of money, wasn't it? I don't even remember.
No, it was like a penny auction.
Oh, it was? Oh, I thought it was way more than that. Wow. Wow. That's all I could say. It's very, very interesting. I mean, people saw a lot of things. So I definitely want to bring that eBay segment back because it was very interesting. There were a lot of different crazy things. And it was a lot of fun. What other segments did we used to do that I really want to bring back? I know we had a segment for craziest things.
Well, Peanut the
jail,
Squirrel wants
it?
To do the news every week.
Oh, goodness. I could just imagine. I could just imagine Peanut's take on the news. We would get a lot of complaints, just saying. We would. So how about we hold off on that one for a little bit until I get a little older and it turns into a little bit of a, yeah, we'll never turn into a risque
show.
And
don't forget that we have to tell everybody that on Friday, October 10th, we're not telling anyone, including you, who's on the show, because it's our fifth anniversary, the first show of season number 6.
That is crazy because I don't, like, it feels like just yesterday when I started my first interview, and it doesn't feel like it has been 6 seasons and, like, you know, 5 years of doing the
show.
Well,
that's because you haven't redecorated the bathroom since then.
I used to be in the bathroom, okay? Let's get that straight. I used to because it was the best phone reception, Alan. Okay?
Yeah, it was mighty convenient, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to go. You were already there. Plenty of notepaper to write on.
Oh, Alan. Oh, goodness. I don't even know why we even told anybody that. That is just too crazy. But, hey, I was the first one to start the show technically in a bathroom because it was the best phone reception and the acoustics were just phenomenal in there. Just saying.
Yeah, when you say you sit on a throne as a talk show host, you mean it.
Exactly, I do. Oh, yeah. Oh, goodness, I'm so glad that I have my own office now. Oh, I mean, don't get me wrong. Those were the good old days, but there wasn't that much room. No, not
But it was a lot safer sitting on a toilet than in that little spinny chair that you accidentally tied yourself to.
That is true. I have done that before. I have done that, unfortunately, and we were pretty panicked around here because I didn't want – see, the thing is even when you're panicking, you don't want to show your panic on – you know, you don't want to be like, oh, my goodness, I'm scared. You don't want to be like that. So you're kind of just like – kind of panicking to yourself, like, how am I going to get off?
You don't
want to
look all panicked on radio.
Yeah, you don't want to look all panicked on radio. You just want to, you know, I should have said I didn't want to sound on radio like, oh, my goodness, call 911. I didn't want to be like that, although we were thinking of having to because it was pretty an intense moment. I was wearing a, what was it? It was like a shirt with these long, it was like a sweater with these long, ends to it. I don't even know. And I was spinning in the spinny chair, which I still have, by the way. I'm still in a spinny chair, but I threw away the sweater. I was spinning, and it got tied around the bottom part of the spinny chair, and I was literally caught in it while on air and was kind of panicking. And, yeah, good times. I should have taken a picture. That would have been a $1 million photo. I could have sold it on eBay for $1 million.
There you go.
Check out my picture of me on my skinny chair. Oh, goodness. Good time.
So now anytime you go to the bathroom, you turn on the on-air light.
Oh, gosh. I'm so thankful we moved out of there. Oh, that is hilarious. Really good time. what other funny stuff has happened over the years? I mean, since our anniversary show is coming up, we might as well talk a little bit about it. What other interesting things happened?
You've had about 10 guests sing the theme from SpongeBob SquarePants.
That's true. I did, and I hate to, toot my own horn, but I think I'm the only one that had, artists sing SpongeBob theme song with me. I think I'm pretty sure I'm the only one that did that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
that kind of led to the pogo stick challenge with Celeste Kellogg.
Yes, also that. Yeah, that as well. And we still have to do that. And I'm going to... You already have the first aid kit in hand, which is probably a really good idea. And, yeah, I'm going to start practicing. And
my favorite is still the live broadcast of your very first onstage performance of Teenage Girl in front of a bunch of chickens and cows.
Okay, first off, it was not in front of – okay, there were some in the background that would moo occasionally –
your goddaughter was chasing them all.
That's true. But there were so many. It was really cool because there were so many parents there and so many kids, like, running around and stuff. And Toby was just, like, in love. He was chasing around all small kids, trying to play with them and stuff. And you're trying to hold his leash, like, okay, this might be taken wrong. Don't do that. Don't jump. It was a very interesting first performance, but I think everybody has that first performance on stage where it doesn't go as planned or, it goes kind of crazy, which leads me to the craziest things that I've ever heard people do and happen live, the most embarrassing on-stage moments question that I always used to ask.
Scotty Cuomo split his pants on TV.
That's true. I thought it was behind the scenes. Now I have to listen to it again.
Well, it was behind the drum set.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so many different ones. Anything could happen when you're
had Debbie Kelly's famous mishap that, if you want to know that one,
yeah.
You have to go back into the on-demand episodes and find it.
Exactly. It was hilarious. She is just so funny, Debbie Kelly. One of the really good ones, because anything happens when you're live, because I have muted myself and forgot to unmute myself. I've had that mishap where, being tied to the chair. That was pretty embarrassing.
You've had putting in your shoes, literally.
Yes, true. And let's see, what other crazy things have I done?
You got attacked by a spider.
Yeah, I did. Oh, I remember that. That was a wild spider, people. Well, I'm not kidding. That was one of those wild spiders. I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital because it was just my arm was hurting me like maybe a couple days after. And, it's gone now. No scar. Thank you. Nothing crazy. But that was really, really crazy. What other stuff happened? So many different things that we can't even explain. But I'm pretty sure that a lot of people have had crazy live moments. That is the best part about
Well,
live,
there was that live know. Chat we did over Skype that time when Crazy Naked Man came in the room.
Oh, yeah. Those were good old times. No, I remember that. So basically what I learned from that is don't do live chats with video. And if you're going to do a live video chat with video, make sure you're the only one that can be on video. Make sure nobody else can come on.
Yeah, but in his defense, we did get a lot of requests for his email address.
Oh, my gosh. That was just messed up. I'm sorry, why would people do that? I don't understand it. And I was young at the time. I was underage, and I was like, whoa there, people. So I've never clicked the delete button fast enough. That's pretty intense.
Well, we tried to get Toby to take care of it, but he fell asleep, so we had to call Kevin, the security guard.
Yeah, it's true. We had to do something because, it was really kind of scary, actually. It was kind of weird because you don't expect that. You're talking about you're singing or you're talking about something, and then all of a sudden, something like that pops up. You're kind of like,
Really? Right now?
Yeah, we
should
save the rest for the anniversary show, or we won't have anything to talk about.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. We can't talk about everything else, but we'll go more in detail. I mean, this is just some of the stuff you will hear on our anniversary show. So I hope everybody can do our anniversary show.
Yeah, right now
show.
We can talk about Full House is coming back to television. Oh, wait, we did that last week.
Yeah, we did that last week, like the whole time. But I'm still very excited about that. I hope it goes through because, I mean, I've seen some, you know, articles and all that. And, you know, you never know when something is 100%, you know, on board.
Well, the latest
on
it now is they may have done an agreement with one of the Olsen twins to play Michelle again. But they're not revealing what the plot is. It's going to be like Boy Meets World came back as Girl Meets World, where their kids took over the lead roles. So they're trying to do something like that. The original idea was supposed to be a theater movie that they decided to scrap.
Hmm. Very interesting. Well, I definitely would check it out because I would like to see, first off, them all reunited because they probably haven't seen each other in, I mean, ages. I mean, they probably talked to each other and stuff, but they probably
well,
haven't
actually,
really kind of worked
with each
other.
They've been leading up to it because in the past month, all three of the guys plus Lori Loughlin, who played Jesse's girlfriend and later on his wife, made appearances together on a couple of talk shows, including the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, where Jimmy Fallon played Little Michelle.
I can just imagine that. Oh, wow. That is really, really cool.
According to John Stamos, who's leading up all of this, he just wants to bring back the family sitcoms because there's not a lot on TV that you could sit with young kids and just enjoy as a family anymore. Everything's about violence or sex or it's just way over their heads.
That's true. There aren't a lot. So I'm very excited because Full House was always those kind of family-friendly, was always that family-friendly show that you could have, well, obviously, your whole family watching this one show, and it's hilarious. It's just probably
here's trivia for you.
Favorites. It is.
Steve Urkel, which originally came from Full House, Family Matters was like a spinoff of that. Jaleel White actually starred in another show, but it was only in a pilot episode. Can you name that show?
Can I? Oh, goodness.
You know the show, too.
Can you? Do you know?
Yes. He played one of the main kids in Good Morning, Miss Bliss, which became Saved by the Bell.
Really? I didn't know that. Well, I probably did, but I just, yeah.
In fact, the pilot episode of Full House, which both of these pilots are available online, they had a different actor playing Danny. It wasn't Bob Saget. It was supposed to be Bob Saget, but he was doing another show when they filmed the pilot, so they had somebody fill in for him.
Did it look anything like him, or was it?
The show got picked up, and then they refilmed the pilot with Bob Saget, which became the first episode.
Wow, that is really crazy. You never know what happens behind the scenes on TV. I mean, there's always those kind of, you know, things that you hear all the time. I think that's really, really cool, though. I would like to be part of
in a way,
TV
it's
show.
Weird.
That'd be cool.
Because, like, if you buy the DVD box sets, they include the unaired pilots now. Like, All in the Family had two unaired pilots with different people playing Mike and Gloria. And it just wasn't the same. Same with Three's Company. There was no Janet and Chrissy. And their characters were a little different, too.
Wow. I think that's really cool. That was also another favorite of mine. But, you know, I'm 19, so I know people are like, how did you hear of it? Well, first off, did you guys know that Three's Company still plays at night? I still watch them at night. And Full House still plays at night. And also another show that I found a while ago called Give Me a Break.
Nell Carter.
That one's still on. Did you know that? I still watch it.
Yeah, that was a very popular show.
It was. It really, really was. It was such a great show, and it was.
Now,
it was. It's
definitely
my favorite.
Here's more trivia, though. Do you remember Grandpa in Give Me a Break?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I can't think of his name, but...
Oh, man.
What TV show pilot did he play the doctor?
Oh, I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
He was
oh,
the original
goodness.
Doctor in Star Trek.
Was he? Wow, that is crazy.
Yes, he was before there was a Captain Kirk.
Wow, that's insane. I mean, it just I think that is probably the neatest thing. But yeah, these shows are still on, airing. Obviously reruns, obviously. But yeah, they're still on at night. I have them actually recorded. I record all of them, like Three's Company and Give Me a Break and Full House. I have them all, like, I have them set on a all recording where, like, it records every single, you know, time it goes on air. So I watch them all at night, and it's
well,
it's
now
great.
You
I
could
love,
just
I
go
love
to Google and put in unaired TV pilots and
yes,
the original yes. pilot for Gilligan's Island, which had a different professor and two different girls as Ginger and Marianne, who were secretaries.
Right. That's really cool. We got to check that out. So I guess you can find that just on Google if you type it on. Type it in there, you know, unaired pilot. And if anybody's interested, you should check it out. Do it. That's really, really cool. It's probably up there now because, I mean, it's been so long that, you know, someone's got to have it up there. You know? That's really, really cool. I like that. Yeah,
yeah there's
so
also
I,
a
yeah,
lot
I've
of lost episodes, which are episodes of TV shows that never got on air for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Like Rugrats. I still watch that show, and it had a pilot that was unaired because it didn't look normal, and the voices were all weird, and it looked like, you know, you didn't want to air it. Like, have you ever seen it? Like, if you type in on YouTube, because it is on YouTube, if you type in Rugrats pilot, it's the unaired pilot, and it's just so, it's so crazy how, you know, it formed, you know, from the Rugrats we know now and how it used to be, and it's pretty cool. I like Rugrats. I still do.
Okay, one more trivia question, because I believe our guest is being screened right now.
Right, exactly.
Let's think of a really good one for you.
Oh, I probably am not good at trivia. I watch shows. I don't really know exactly the trivia ask things.
Maybe I'll spare you.
Yeah, please do, because I... Yeah, how about this?
Nah,
about
I'm not
going to
spare you. Okay, the longest-running sitcom in TV history is currently The Simpsons. But The Simpsons is actually a spinoff of another TV show. Name that TV show from 1986.
1986? I was born in 1995. Okay. Oh,
I'll give you a hint.
That.
The name of the show is also the name of the star of the show, and she is Paul McCartney's cousin.
Oh, I have no idea. I'm going to have to answer that one some other time because I can't. I can't do that. And I.
All right, I'll just
ready,
tell
so.
You. The Simpsons
right,
started as a cartoon short on the Tracy Ullman show.
Really? I didn't know that. See, I like learning all this new trivia stuff, and I know my guest is here, so I really want to get him on. So everyone, here we go. Thanks for all the trivia, by the way, that I don't know anything about. But I'm very excited because we have a very, very talented musician, actor, and model is our next guest here. All that, and he just turned 11 years old today. So please help me welcome Landon Wall. Woo! Hi. Landon. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I'm glad. Welcome to the show, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope you celebrated, and I hope you had a great birthday day.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And, you know, like I mentioned, you're 11 years old today, and you have done a lot of things. Well, you do a lot of things, I should say. You do a lot of things. But when did you first start acting, modeling, and singing? When did you all start this?
I think I started whenever I was 6. I did Sleeping Beauty with High Point Community Theater. It's down in High Point, North Carolina. It was really, really fun. I had a blast, and then I got addicted to the theater bug. So I mainly started with acting, and then I kind of switched over to singing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're glad you did, because you have great music out that we're going to play in just a moment, so everyone will get to hear you. I'm very excited about that. And are these, you know, are these things that you would like to do your whole life? Is this like, you know, something that you would just really love to continue and just do all the time?
Yes, ma'am. This is mainly what my goal is, to sell out Madison Square Garden and the Grand Ole Opry. That's my main goal.
Oh, you definitely can. I definitely could see that in your future, because you're another one that really, at a young age, you really have done so many things, but you do it so well. And I'm very excited that I'm going to be able to present all of your music tonight. And I know that you were in some great theater productions, like you mentioned, but you were also on one called Miracle on 34th Street. Can you tell us about that and what you like best about acting?
Well, Miracle on 34th Street was a Christmas. It was kind of a Christmas play, and we had, like, Santa Claus come out, and sometimes on Sunday we would have breakfast with Santa, with all the kids and stuff, and Santa Claus would go out there. And it was really, really fun. I played one of the Santa kids that, like, would sit on his lap. It was fun.
Yeah. Oh, that's a lot of fun. That is very, very cool. And were you nervous at all, like, before going on, you know, going on that stage? Do you get nervous at all, or you just, you know, you do your thing?
No, ma'am. I'm never nervous. I just love it.
I bet. I think that's really, really cool how comfortable you are on stage, because I know performing on stage is much, much different than performing, you know, in a studio, recording in a studio. It's definitely different. So that's great.
And the audience is kind of the mic in the studio to me. Like, it's like you're performing to the mic and stuff. Mm-hmm. I love it.
That is really, really great. And, you know, I know that you are also part of the show Kids Take Nashville. Can you tell us a little bit about your part in this? Tell us a little bit about it.
It's like, well, I'm actually just being me, and I have a blast. I work with Miss Patsy Trigg. She actually sang Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. She's a country music legend.
Yeah.
And I also work with Miss Beth Roos. She is amazing.
Wow. That is awesome. It sounds like such a great show for all ages. And how cool is it that you're able to meet all of these incredible artists? Do you get nervous before you meet them, or are you just really excited to meet them?
I'm really, really excited to meet them. It's amazing how humble they are. Love it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I also know, like I said, you do it all. So I know that you also do a show on Saturdays called Country Music from Country Kids on the station NBRN.FM. That syndicates our show as well. What do you like best about doing that show?
Well, it's actually the Kids Take Nashville radio show. We like to call it that. And we have a blast in there. Last time we did it, we were stuck on pixie sticks trying to save our energy. So you should have seen us. We were up against the glass screaming and stuff.
That is awesome. That is so cute. That is very, very cool. I bet it's just so much fun to just, you know, have that high energy and just have fun while working. You know, you're working, but you're also having fun while doing it. Important.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And who would you consider one of your musical heroes? Who do you listen to? Who are you a fan of?
I'm a huge fan of Hunter Hayes now. My guitar teacher introduced me to him when I was learning. He said, this kid is really good. I worked with his guitar player. I said, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's play him some of his music.
Wow.
And he played one of his songs, and I got addicted to his music. It's amazing.
It is. I agree. I'm a big fan of Hunter Hayes, too. His music's great. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he knows how to play almost every single instrument.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. It's true. It's true. What do you play any musical instruments?
Yes, ma'am. I play guitar. I play electric guitar. I play piano. I play acoustic guitar, and I'm starting to learn how to play the fiddle.
Awesome. And I assume that you take lessons, right? Or do you teach yourself? How does that work for you?
On acoustic guitar, I take guitar lessons from Dominic McManus. He's worked with Darius Rucker, Blake Shelton, Brad Paisley, all of them. And I just love it. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you're in really great hands. I mean, you work with these, you know, incredible musicians and artists that, you know, can really teach you the ropes, and you can learn from them, and they've done so many incredible things. That's very, very cool. I like that.
Thank you.
Yes. And now I know that you have music out, of course, your own stuff that we're about to play in just a moment, but can you tell us a little bit about your music that you have out right now? Tell us about it.
Well, me and my dad just now worked on a song. Its name is Dying to Get to Know Me. It's one me and my dad wrote around 4 weeks ago, and we recorded it, and it's on Reverbination right now. Y'all should go check it out.
Yeah, I definitely
have some other songs
out
on there, too.
Awesome. I'm definitely going to check that out after the show. So that is Reverb Nation, and is it just your name? If they type in Landon Wall, will they be able to find you?
Yes, ma'am. You'll see a picture of a little boy who looks around 9, and he's to the mic. That's the only one you'll see.
Yeah. Awesome. So everyone, please make sure you do that. Go to ReverbNation.com and type in Landon Wall and check him out. You'll love his stuff. You really will. And I really have, I really want to play this song that we have right now. So how about we play Applesauce Cake, and we'll be right back, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We'll be right back, and we'll talk a little bit about it, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, here we go. Applesauce Cake.
Some folks like the turkey. Some folks like the ham. Some folks like the pumpkin pie rolls and homemade jam. I can't buy some custard pie, cherry jubilee. But at this time of year, I swear there's one thing yes to me. The bay on our golden brown upside down applesauce cake. Now every neighbor, kid and dog, simply laying waste. They keep a proper distance, standing by the garden gate. It's a living wall among when that oven bell goes ding. That's when we hear the front door bell start to ringling. Even our old Brazil hound is begging for a taste. That golden brown upside down applesauce cake. The camera says, life like this, it's a little bit of heaven. Right from the oven, a big old bite will bring a smile from ear to ear. Man, I can hardly wait for
and that was Applesauce Cake by Landon Wall. We're back with him right now. So where are the best places that we can go to buy your music? Where are the best places for that?
Reverb Nation. It's REVERBVATION.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So that's the best place to go and check out all of your mm-hmm. music. And I also know that you're on Facebook as well. Can you tell everyone how they could find you on Facebook?
They can find me on Facebook as Landon Wall, and on Instagram you can find me as Landon Wall 1. And also on YouTube, Landon Wall 1, and on Twitter, Landon Wall 1. And I also have a website, LandonWall.com.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Everyone, make sure you check that out. Add, subscribe, follow, all of that. And also, you know, of course, I want everyone to go to the website, LandonWall.com. That's the main focus. Everyone, check it all out, and then you can go and find everything else that you need to on Landon Wall. And is there anything new that you can tell us about that you're working on? Are you working on any new projects?
Yes, ma'am. I have been working on a new song, Nashville Will Never Leave You. It's a very catchy kind of folk sound, yet it's really rock folk, kind of a mix between the two.
You wrote it?
Wow. Yes, ma'am. Me and my dad write a lot of our songs.
Wow, that is awesome. You're another one that I really think is it's so cool that you have such a great support system behind you that, you know, helps you out writing, and it's probably a lot more fun, you know, working with your dad, you know, working with your family. Awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
He used to, whenever I was a little boy, me and him would be riding back in the car from Taekwondo, and he would say, "Let's play the rhyming game." I was like, "What is that?" He was like, "It's just a game whenever I say a rhyme, and you have to come up with as many rhymes as you can." So we did that, and actually, he said towards the end, that was used to make you a better songwriter. And I really loved it. I thought, "Dad, I thought you were just playing a game with me."
Oh, I love that. That is so much fun. That is really, really neat. That's a neat game. Wow,
like,
really,
he would
really
say car, and I would say bar, tar, everything, guitar, everything.
Oh, that's so cool. That is really, really neat. I like that you have such a great support system around you. And I know you have another song here that I really want to get to called Love, Love, Love. So how about we play that, and we'll be right back, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I love, love, love this song.
I'm glad. No, I do too. I definitely love, love, love this song as well. So let's play it right now. Here we go. Check it out, everybody.
Just give me love, 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 the precious love of Jesus in my soul, make me whole. You don't know the Savior, well, you don't know what I know. How he gave his life on Calvary. He shed his precious life for that the whole world might know. And I love, I am now set free. Just give me love, 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 the precious love of Jesus. My soul made me whole. I want to tell about the love of Jesus. And my soul made me love, 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 the precious love of Jesus, in my soul made me whole. I wanna tell about the love of Jesus, in my soul made me whole. I wanna tell about the love of Jesus, in my soul it made me thank you.
And that was Love, Love, Love by Landon Wall. And I love, love, love that song. It is great. So great. I love it. I love your voice first off. And then I just love all of the, I love the beat, the you know, the instrumentals. It's just fantastic. It is.
Thank you. I did that one with Carly Green. She's an amazing guitar player, too. She's an amazing singer. She does the national anthem at her county fair almost every year. Wow. She's amazing.
That is so neat. I think that's really cool. I mean, you really, it's really, really a great song, and you work so well. I could tell you work with, you know, you work so well with other people, and you're very professional.
That was my first ever bluegrass song I've ever done.
Wow. And it sounded so great for your first time. It really did.
Thank you.
You got a knack for it. You're welcome. You're welcome. And I wanted to mention another thing that you've recently done. You've recently done some auditions for things like Charlotte's Got Talent. Can you tell us a little bit about what that was like for you, going on an audition? Is it scary?
It was a little bit nervous, but, I mean, It was a big stadium. I got to see the Charlotte Hornets. I mean, the Panthers. No, wait, Charlotte Hornets. Stadium. It was awesome. That stadium is huge.
It is, isn't it?
And it's also my favorite color, purple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that is really, really cool. I mean, it sounds like it would be very nerve-wracking, but it seems like you're very, very comfortable with the stage. So I don't think it was – it doesn't sound like it was too bad. It sounds like it went well.
Yeah. It's actually on YouTube, so you can see it.
Oh, good, good. I'm definitely going to check that out. So just type in, in YouTube. Isn't it YouTube, and then it's Landon Wall 1, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. So that's just all you got to do. Check it all out, everybody. And who have you met that has really, you know, been cool with you? I mean, someone that you were so excited to meet that gave you great advice. Who really made an impact on you?
Well, I'm driving up the road, and I look out the window, and I say, that's little Jimmy Dickens. So I jump out of the car, and they were, like, so welcoming. Like, they were like, oh.
Aww.
So I walked over, and I was like, is that really little Jimmy Dickens? And I said that to his manager, and he said, yep. And I slipped my business card in the manager's hand.
That's the way to go.
I'm praying I can get some feedback.
Wow. That is really, really neat, though, that you got to do that, though. Wow.
Yeah, it's so nice. It's like being humble. And that night, he was at the Grand Ole Opry.
Wow. That is crazy.
It was amazing. Oh.
It is. Wow. That is awesome. I think it's so cool, because you are 11, and, you know, people don't think 11-year-olds know who little Jimmy Dickens is, but you pointed him out right away. You were just like, hey. That is really cool.
He was just walking out of a restaurant in Nashville, and I was playing my guitar, and I put down my guitar, and I'm like, that's little Jimmy Dickens.
I doubt that he hasn't had a response like that. He probably gets that response all the time. Can you imagine? I bet. That is so
very, very nice. My dad was oh, Landon, you're right.
I was
messing with him, but he looks over and he saw him, and I looked on his belt buckle and it said, Little Jimmy Dickens.
Well, then there you go. There's the proof right there.
That lets you know it really is him.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how you were able to do that. I would have been a little nervous. I would have been like, hi. I'm a little cautious. You're out there. That's awesome. You're fine with going out there and just doing your thing. That's awesome. And, you know, we are running out of time here, but I just wanted to say that, I wish you luck with all of your future endeavors, and I think you are just phenomenal, and I'm excited to see what new things that you have coming out. I'm a fan. I'll keep a lookout.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And I hope you have a great rest of your birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Talk soon, okay?
Yes, ma'am. God bless.
God bless. Landon Wall, everybody. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Landon Wall, everybody. Yes, he is fantastic, along with all of my guests that came on tonight. You know, a big shout-out to Veronica Anderson and Landon Wall and Julie Hayek. And just I thank you, all three of you, so much for coming on the show. And also I thank all of you for tuning into the Josie Show tonight. And we will see you guys next Friday. So talk with you soon. Good night, everybody. And I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your night.